Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Gospel in a Minute. The entire gospel hangs upon one historical event, Christ's resurrection. Peter was an eyewitness. His message on Pentecost told us what are the ramifications of the resurrection. He said, "But God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power." Acts 2:24, the New American Standard Bible. Peter used a mixed metaphor in this verse. The word translated agony literally means birth pangs. Jesus' death and resurrection inaugurated the birth of a new generation of people. Those who put their faith in Christ, according to Scripture, are born again. They become part of a new generation of human beings who are true children of God, being born of the Spirit. Principle: Jesus' resurrection conquered death's power. Satan made a major miscalculation when he orchestrated Christ's crucifixion. His plan was to destroy the Messiah and nullify the promise made to Eve in the garden that one of her descendants would crush the head of the serpent, Genesis 3:15. The resurrection exposed his folly. Through death and resurrection, Jesus destroyed the power of death and released all believers from its destructive reign. I read from Hebrews 2:14 and 15, the New American Standard Bible. "Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives."